Finance Minister Nicola Willis painted a fairly sad old picture in her budget policy statement yesterday. A lot of it was vague, but the tax cuts are on.
Tax reduction will be funded within the new operating allowance for Budget 2024, and that allowance will be lower than the one indicated in the half-year update. This means we will not be borrowing extra to pay for tax reduction, and tax reductions won't add to inflationary pressures.
Treasury expects GDP over the next 4 years to be about $42 billion lower than forecast. Government tax revenue down almost $14 billion. Labor's finance spokesperson Barbara Edmonds is with us on all of this. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike. It's really good to join you. But can I just say a little bit of trepidation, I think, from the past trauma of my ex-boss, Strip Nash, appearing with you on a Wednesday morning. Never quite knew what the day was going to bring.
Never be trepidatious. Could I suggest to you as an opener, though, that you guys tank the economy? We're in a double-dip recession, and so whatever she's got's actually on you?
Well, we didn't promise under Liberal tax cuts, you know, and we didn't promise other things during the election. You know, showing that the forecast, as you've set out, there are slightly worse than what was expected in HIFU. I believe that she needs to listen to a lot of external commentators and economists who are saying she needs to revisit her tax cuts.
Okay, so you wouldn't do the tax cuts. We understand that. Would you borrow more in this time to get us out of the mess that you've engineered us into?
I think what you need to look at is, looking across the books, what you need to do is invest and the productive side of the economy to help it get going, given that we know that growth is slowing. Whether we had to borrow more debt to look at capital expenses, that's something that we would have had to work through. But what we definitely wouldn't have delivered, promised, is those tax cuts.
No, indeed not. But what would you have done with the money? When you say invest in the productive side of the economy, what is the productive side of the economy and where would you have put the money?
So what we wouldn't have done is stopped the school bills. You know, we need to ensure that the construction sector is supported. There was obviously stopping the school bids, some of the infrastructure changes. They needed to ensure that you kept the economy going. What we definitely wouldn't have done is the deep public service cuts, which we were going to see is going to pay for those tax cuts.
But of course, if you didn't have the, it depends on how big the cuts are and how big the tax cuts cost, etc. Having said that, the forecast that you had, which was for a surplus in 26-27, is now no longer viable. You would accept that and that would have been on you as well?
Basically, what we had forecast and what we put in our fiscal plan, you know, that did show that we could get into surplus a year earlier than what is currently showing in the books. We would have had to revisit it again and had a look at what we would have had to change or move. But what we wouldn't have done are the big public service tax cuts public service job cuts. Mm. Because what right now is we're seeing unemployment is going to really increase, and that's going to put a real strain on our economy.
Appreciate your time. You have a good Easter. Barbara Edmonds, who is Labor's finance spokesperson, Nicola Willis with the...
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.